Okay. Today is Daf Aleph. We're going to start on the top of Daf Aleph. The Gemara is going to continue for a little bit speaking about how to speak. So here's talking about how to give somebody some bad news. So Rav bar Achuha de Rebbe Chiya ubar Achte. Rav was the son of Rebbe Chiya's brother and Rebbe Chiya's sister. Essentially, Rebbe Chiya's parents were married previously. They had a half-brother and a half-sister from different parents. And that half-brother and half-sister married each other. And their son was Rav. Now, Kiselik Lahasim, when Rav went to Bavel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Amalei, so Rav Chiya met him, and he wanted to know what the story was with his siblings. How are my siblings doing? So he asked, Ivo Kayam, is your father Ivo, is he alive? So Amalei, so Rav asked him back, in Lashon Sheila, Ayima Kayamis? Meaning, well, before you asked me about the father, why don't you ask me about my mother? So that Rav Chiya realized that his brother Ivo passed away. Then he says, "So Amalei, Ima Kayemis, how's my wife? How's my sister, your mother?" Amalei, so he says, "I already asked you, Ivo Kayem." So back and forth, giving these cryptic answers. So he realized that both of his siblings had passed away. So Amalei, so Rav Chiya says, "Lishame," he says to Hashamish, "Number one, there's a shmur ruchok over here. I hear that my relative has passed away, but it's past the 30 days. So achalutz li minali, take off my shoes so I can do a minog avelus. Apparently he's not doing kriya. V'holei kelai acharai lebeis hamerchatz. But nevertheless, bring my kelim with me to the bathhouse because I'm going to go wash there. Because why is he, if he's in avelus, why is he going to wash right away?" The Gemara says, Shma minei tlas. You learn from this that I said three things. Number one, Shma minei evel asr b'nasilas sandal. Number one, you know that a person who's in avelus can't wear shoes. Number two, Shma minah shmur rechoka in noheges el yom echad. That if you hear a shmur rechoka, that someone passed away beyond 30 days ago, you only have one day of avelus. Shma minah mixas hayom kikulo. And you go from here, that halacha by hilchos avelus is that mixas yom kikulo. So he took off his shoes, he was done. And then he's going to the base of Merchatz, and that's the whole thing.
And why wasn't he called initially?
Because they didn't have the internet then. He didn't know. He came from Bavel, and he didn't know what was going on in Bavel. He was in Eretz Yisrael. He says, "V'hol l'keli ach." Right, number one, he says, "Chalotz li." Rashi says, "Chalotz min ali li sabel al achi ve'achosai," so I can do a velus on my brother and my sister. "V'hol l'keli acharai le'base of Merchatz l'ilmod halach l'talmidim niskavin." He did this to teach his Talmidim the halacha. She'ein shmul rechokah shlachar shloshim yom nuheges el yom echad. Because he only found out 30 days beyond when it happened.
So the minute,
what? Rashi, Dibur Masil, holy kli acharai lebeis hamerchatz. Go down.
Okay.
Lilmod halacha l'talmidim miskavin. She'ein shmul rechokah shlachar shloshim yom nuheges el yom echad. U'miksaso kikulo. Ve'ein utsarich liyashev kol yom kulo. Doesn't just sit, do a velus the entire day. You see that 1 hour is enough. That's what happens in the seventh day. We sit in the morning and that's it. You get up. Okay, next.
Does it sound like they didn't
go back and forth every day there. You didn't have planes and cars to travel. So the news didn't hit. They only did this, the fire signals for Rosh Chodesh. You didn't make a fire signal when someone passed away. So you didn't know. Ahuda Amar Dune Dini. You have a guy who's constantly saying, "Oh, let's go to Beis Din. Rashi says, "V'chol davar masu matim shaylo yimadam." Every time that he had a masu matim with somebody, "Hey, Omer tamid bala din." Let's go to Din. "V'eyon nishmo davar adam el alpi dayin." He doesn't listen to anybody except for the dayin. So the Gemara says, "Amri," we see from here, "Shema midan kaasi." He must come from Shevet Dan because diksev dani din amok achas shifte Yisrael. Okay. Next guy says, "Ahuda habeka azuva amar akef yama asisne birasa." Guy used to say, "If I wanted, when I build my palace, I want to build it on the seashore, right?" He always used to talk about the beach. He was always right. He wanted beachfront property, right? And hopefully he had the flood insurance.
Yeah.
So batkuva ashkechuhu demi zvulun kase. They found out. They checked behind into him. They found out he came from Shevet Zvulun. Diksev, because it says there, right? Birchas Yaakov is Zvulun. Is Zvulun l'chof yamim yishkon. And why? The first one, it's interesting. The first one, he says, Shma Mishevez Nankos. They didn't check. They knew right away he was from Shevet Dan. From Zvulun, they had a Batkuv Ashkechul. They had to check into it. I don't know why the difference between one they knew right away and the other one they had to check.
why does he want to bring this down altogether, these last 2 days? What's the point of it?
No.
Nothing bad. I mean, what we said.
Talking about things.
Say something bad. Nothing bad. It just.
Don't know.
Other examples of what can be derived from a person's speech.
Yes.
Oh, so for we're deriving that his brothers, that his siblings died, so now we're deriving. Yeah, but these are interesting.
What?
These are very interesting examples.
When he says, "Could I say I want to be a beachfront, oceanfront room?" Now
so
he's moving.
I'm
here.
So
room.
What they
want to make? So Mikey wants an oceanfront room and a fancy hotel. He needs some room.
Yeah, exactly.
But Hashto the Kaimalon. Now the Gemara is going back to Bedikas Chametz. So remember, we started the Masechta. What story of Bedikas Chametz? Is Or Lar Basar? When is it? So we finally proved, you know, after going back and forth, we finally proved that Or means the night before. Right? Or means the night before? So the Gemara says,
going back to Or again?
Yeah. The Hashto the Kaimalon. And now that it's clear to us, the Kule Alma Or Orsahu, that according to everybody, right, that Or means the night before. And we do Bedikas Chametz on Leil Ar Basar, right? Michte. So let's see. Bein Rav Yehuda, or Bein Rav Meir, there is a mechlokus in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. At what time during the day did the Chachamim say you may no longer eat chametz? Right. So there's a mechlokus over there. So, but Bein, whether it's on the fifth hour or the sixth hour. So Bein Rav Yehuda, Bein Rav Meir, okay, they all hold chametz enu aser ela mishesh shos lamala mida oraisa. Chametz becomes aser at noon and midday on Erev Pesach. So if that's the case. So why don't, if the chametz only becomes usher at the sixth hour, so that's when you should do the bedikah. Rashi says, "Bein the Rabbi Meir, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, the ifligu b'masnisim ba'archaka the other brother the raisa." They made, there's a machlokus on how far they made this gezeirah to distance yourself, right? Chametz ainu usher in a Torah b'val yirah. There's no isra b'val yirah b'al yimotze u'be'achila elam mishesh shos misha avru shesh shos when 6 hours pass. So Rashi says, "Nivdok chametz b'tchilas shesh." Do the bedikah, you know, at the beginning of the sixth hour, so you have that hour leeway. The kodem isori yivarenu, and before it becomes usur, you know, destroy it. Lamali lak dume kulen hai. Why do I have to, you know, advance the bedikah so far to that night before? The bishlama I or yamama. I understand if your or meant the day, right? Bishlama I or yamama hu ikutrutsi the mustisa nam bishesh kama. You can say, let me just talk about right before, or means right before the sixth hour. Right, aval hashto tiksha. So there's a big question. Why did it have to be so early? So the chitema, you might say,
you need 1 hour to find it and burn it.
That would be the minimum. That would be the minimum amount. Okay. How long does it take you to do bedikas chametz? Okay. Takes me about 6 minutes. I'm not a yeki. I'm not Michael Oppenheim. It takes me. It takes me.
Take about
okay, but that's that would be. That's what the chassidim do. That's their minhagim.
How can they do it in the 6 hours?
So you can ask a question on what someone's minhag is. As what the gemara says in the Havamina. They're not going to get anywhere. Okay. Chassidim also daven shachris after Zman. They have a different approach. Right?
Just saying, it's cutting a little close, I would think. If you said only up to 6 hours.
That would be the time, the end time. That would be the time that you'd have to do it by. What's the problem? Doesn't say you have to do it at that time.
Yes, you have till 9:05 to finish Krishma.
Yeah.
I'll argue about
that. So do it at 9:04.
Right, fine. Everyone should do it.
They shouldn't have made the takana so early. You can make the takana later. You have enough time. V'chitema, and if you say zrizim akdim l'misvos, it's zrizus, right? Zrizus means you should do it as early as possible, right? Zrizim akdim l'misvos. So then Gemara says, so nivdok mitzafra. So make the time period in the morning. What do you have to do the time period? Well, make the time that you have to start in the morning. What to do it only the night before? Dichsev, because the pasuk says, we learn zrizus from Avram, it says, v'yom hashmini, first one is due by bris milah. Vayom hashmini yomol b'sora l'adaso. On the eighth day, you should do the bris milah. B'sani, you learn the brisa. Kol hayom kulo kasher l'milah. The whole day is kasher to the mitzvah of milah on the eighth day. Elosh is reason makdimim l'mitzvos. We're supposed to do it as early as we can during the day, right? Mark, it says by Avram, by Yashkim Avraham aboker, and Avram woke up in the morning to get ready. He went early right away to do the akedah. We learn as reasons. Tosas points out. It's difficult because the Gemara in Chulin learns from this pasuk that a Talmid Chacham shouldn't go out by himself at night. And that's why Avram got up in the morning. Right? Rashi says, Tosa says, the Ramasu Shenemar, it says, "Vabe perakida nasha yoli from Yavo me haikro the Talmid Chacham lo yotze yichidi b'layla." We're learning after two things from the same pasuk. Gemara in Chulin that's Tzadi Aleph. He says another two vayashim Avram is woke. It says vayishlom the Chacham muchach mikro the akeid the lo hayin nimnim Avram yotze yichidi b'layla. It can't be over here that this that's that you learn this from this pasuk. Number one, he says, Shluchim mitzvah in nizakin. If you're just doing a shluch mitzvah, you don't get, you have to have, that's what we hold. Shluchim mitzvah in nizakin. That's where you give everybody a dollar when they go to Eretz Yisrael to give tzedakah. And oh, the shnei na'arim hayu imo, the two na'arim, the na'arim with him. He wasn't going by himself. So he says, v'hasam muchach v'yashim avram b'bokim d'ksiv gabei stone. Now that's v'yashim avram b'bokim when it comes to stone. But over here is v'yashim avram b'bokim when it comes to the akedah. Two different v'yashim avram b'bokim. One teaches me about the talmud chacham should go out by at night by itself, and the other one, in our case, is talking about the zerizos. So Gemara says, so you learn the zerizos. If you're learning zerizos, then basically you should say, get up and do the bedik in the morning. What did you do it the night before at 4? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Bishah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim B'Beisehem. I think it's two answers. Right, number one, we do it at night. The Chachamim to kind of do it at night because at night is when people are at home. But during the day, many people are not at home, and you have a chash that they're running around doing this, doing that. Some people going to work, they have the minute to go to work. Some people getting ready for Yom Tov, they're going to forget about doing the bedikah. And number two, the Or HaNer Yafla Bedikah. We know the halacha is that you're supposed to do the bedikah with Or HaNer. You're supposed to do it with the candlelight. You're going to do it with the candlelight. But candlelight doesn't really do much for you. It's like the guy, you know, what does candlelight do when you're walking around every day? You know, the Greek story of the guy walking around with a candle at night looking for the honest man. But what does it? What does that do? He doesn't if you see anything, so you do it at night. Right? Rashi says, right, Or HaNer Yafla Bedikah Balayla Aval B'Yom, right, Machshech. It doesn't do anything. The Im Tomer Yivdok Or HaYom, so just do the Bedikah with the light, you know, with the light of the day. Hayafim L'Kamam, Yechipo Shem Mitzvah Sabanei. You have to do it with the Ner. So that's why we do it at night. To do it at night, because number one, that's when people are found in their house. Number two, that's the only time that the candle is going to be gonna work. So Amar Abaye says, a lot of ink spilled on this. Hilchach, therefore, right, once they made the Takana, you're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th, because of what we said before, that Bnei Adam Mitzuyim, and it's not because of Zerizus. So I Tzor B'mi Rabbanon, so this Talmud Chacham, will lo liftach b'idnei b'orso the tleisar den hagi arbeisar dilme mashchei leiv lishmatei v'asa limnui mitzvah. Talmud Chacham shouldn't start learning in Leil between from the 13th going into the 14th until he does Bedikah, because you'll worry, maybe he'll get so involved in his learning, and he will forget, and he won't do the mitzvah. Rashi says, lo yiftach b'idna, right, first wide line, lo yaskeh b'girsa, right, im kava eis l'torah b'leilas, lo yaskeh l'shasik b'shmaisa. He shouldn't do it, lel yitziyash lo shreish v'klis arvasar, v'hu lel b'dikas chametz, because we're worried that he's going to forget. I don't know why in this mitzvah we're so worried, but we're worried, right, as opposed to anything else. We're worried in this one. I guess the question also is, if you have a minute kavua, or somebody makes a pronouncement, all these other halachas that come into, you know, not doing anything before this man mitzvah. So Bayimi Nehmi, Rav Nachman, so they asked the question to Rav Nachman. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiru b'arba asar. Somebody who rents his house to his friend on the 14th. Okay, he rents his house to the 14th. Almi livdok. Who has to do the bedikah? So I guess he's renting the house for the 14th. Well, that must be the case. Let's see here. Right, either the schnurus took place on the 14th or the 14th and going forward. Who has to do the bedikah? Alamasir livdok. Does the landlord have to do the bedikah because the chamir di dehu? It's his chametz that's in the house. Right, the chametz in this his house is his chametz. Odilma, maybe alasocher livdok. Maybe the renter has to do the bedikah because the isur of rishusakai, because the isur, the chametz, is now found in his rishus, because right now the house belongs to him. Rabbeinu David and other rishonim say the halacha can't be who's over and vayirah vayimatzei, because neither are over and vayirah vayimatzei, because the landlord is not over and vayirah vayimatzei because the chametz is not in his rishus, and the renter is not over and vayirah vayimatzei because the chametz is in his. They're clearly not an Isser of Vayirah Bayimatzeh. They hold, those we showed him hold, that the halacha is who are we matriach to do the bedikah. If you have to do the bedikah, there's a mitzvah to do the bedikah. Who are we matriach? But neither of them are going to be over in Vayirah Bayimatzeh, because this chametz is just sort of out of the realm of possibility of Vayirah Bayimatzeh.
That's moving in the day of the 14th,
right? That question about... He's moving in... That's what I said. I'm not sure whether it is that the schirus took place during on the day of the 14th, but the Ran writes that the schirus was for the 14th. Is he moving in on the 14th, or he's taking the keys on the 14th? We'll get to that. Some question. Okay. So by many Rav Nachman Rayisak, I'm asking about Chavir Rabasar. I'm livdog. I'm asking livdog to Chamir today. Who old Yom Alasocha livdog to Isur Rishusekai? So So the Gemara says, Toshma, we'll bring a raya. Toshma, we'll bring a raya. Hamaskir bayis lechaveru. Somebody who rents a house to his friend. Al hasoker lasos mezuzah. The mitzvah of putting the mezuzah goes to the renter. The renter has to make sure that there's a mezuzah. So you see here that when you have these dinim, when it comes into the house, it's on the renter. The renter takes possession, and he becomes the owner, and he has to do the mitzvahs that are mutal on the house. Much as we said, there's a big difference. Big difference there. Hasam ha'amar of Misharsha, mezuzah chobas hadarhi, hachamai. The difference. There, the mezuzah is an obligation on occupancy. Whoever occupies the house has to do it. Here, it's a question of ownership. Who's the owner? Who has to do it? It's not a question of occupancy. Right, Rashi says, right, Chobas Hadar, Lefi Shehi Mishamto. Rashi says, because mezuzah has a shmira. All the rationalists have to deal with that. But the mezuzah has a shmira. V'ksiv Beisecha B'yasecha, Nichmas V'yotzeva. Whoever goes in, goes out. Whoever, it's a halacha of occupancy. Aval hacha b'dikas chametz d'rabbanan. The b'dikas chametz, number one, we say, is d'rabbanan. D'im mishum b'al yirav b'al yamatzeh. If it's because b'al yirav matzeh, no. Which goes against the first Rashi we learned in the Masechta. Ha'amal kamar, we see soon coming up, the sagli b'bitl b'alma. Right, the bitl is enough. Right, imesich dati m'nevi mashmei ka'afra. B'amar kol chamir d'beisen hadein. You just can make it, b'bitl b'alma works. So therefore, right, the rabbanan who the itzruk b'dika. And the rabbanan obligated you to make the b'dika. This is what we said before. Who did the chachamim? Who did the matriach to do this halacha? It's not a dora raisa according to this that you have to do. You have to do by bedika, and has nothing to do with the chovas hadar. It has nothing to do with occupancy. It has to do who did the chachamim say this has to do the bedika? So
I own a house. I don't plan on moving in for 2 months.
If you're not living in the house, no. If you're living in the house for a month, you have to have the mezuzah. If you buy a house, I'm pretty sure you have to ask, but if you buy a house and no one's living there for however long, there's no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. It's a chovas hadar. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, that's why there's no mitzvah, there's really no mitzvah to put up a mezuzah in the shul either. No one lives here. Right? We put it up, we put up the mezuzah, not a bracha, Nachman, right? In the shul.
Yeah.
No bracha.
But you don't live, you still own the property. I don't know if you have to put from it, but mezuzah,
you don't live there.
You don't live there, it's your property.
So what?
How many apartment buildings do the people own that don't put apart? They don't.
Only there, it's a chobah on the dar. A chobah, the person lives there. The person who moves in, the person who moves in puts up the mezuzah. Yeah, but that's his obligation after 30 days. Not yours, not the owner's.
Not the owner's.
No, so, if I rent a bunch of apartments, I move somewhere. If I rent an apartment because I'm planning on going someplace else, I rent an apartment in another place,
right,
and I don't get there for 2 months,
right,
I don't need the mezuzah until I get there.
Of course not.
No.
Right, of course not. That's what I was saying. So Amar Lahu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman says to Amar Lahu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He says, Tanina, we learned this in a brisa. We learned to answer in a brisa. Says Hamaskir Bayis Lechavero. Well, let's do a Tosos before we start. Tosos in Al Hamaskir Livdok to Chamir Didehu. He says Mefarish Ri the Chamira Didehu the Kalalav Thea Bedik. Where is this? What was this going on? Al Hamaskir Livdok to Chamira Didehu. Right, ein lefarish hatam came on the shalohu. That's because it's his. Ein adam yochel levatel ella who hachanami chay livdok. Right, it can't be. Lachem lefarish read the chamir didehu the chal alav chiyah bedika sha'achas kodem shehiskira. Therefore, the chiyah bedika fell on him an hour, like a moment before he rented it. When my sarei mezuzah the afapid the chal chiyah kodem shehiskir alasocher lasas mezuzah v'dachim mezuzah chovzadar. The same we said. That's what we said before. So Gemara then says. Right, someone rents a house to his friend. So here's the answer. When did he transfer the keys? When did he give him the keys to get in? If he gave him the maftechos before the night of the 14th, so alamaskir livdos. So then, if he did not give him the keys till after the night of the 14th, so it's on the landlord to do the bedika. Even if he gave him the keys on the 14th, well, on the night of the 14th, the obligation already set in. So the landlord had the obligation when the time frame came. So therefore, he has to do the bedika. But if he gave the keys before the nightfall of the 14th, so then al soka livdok. Then the chiyah bedika is on the renter. Right? Rashi says, interesting. Rashi, he says, mesiras mafteach hu kinyan haschiras. That's the kinyan. Transferring the keys is the actual kinyan. Ve'im ad shelo moser ha-mafteach nichnas el ha-basar, until he gave the keys, it became the 14th. So the obligation of doing bedika was on the maskir, on the landlord. The chiyuv was already chal on him.
During the day,
the day of the night, the 14th. If he didn't give the afal pisha masar lo bayom, even if the maskir gave the keys on the next day of the 14th, he still has the obligation to do the bedika, because the bedika was the obligation set in the night before when he had the keys.
Why? Isn't that a good
key?
Should be a good
kinyan. But what's Rashi says, the Tosa says, Perish Rashi, the Mesirus HaMatechus Kone, they near Lari. What type of kinyan do you have over here, giving the keys over? What type of kinyan is that?
Your speech.
Da, Mamber Ruba, Kishem Shekarka Nisna Pekesav Star B'Chazaka, just like when it comes to buying karka, you do Kesav Star B'Chazaka, Kach Schirus Karka Niklis Pekesav Star B'Chazaka. Rental is also the same way. That's a Maisa kinyan with the keys. It's Kesav Star B'Chazaka that makes the kinyan. So it's not. We don't hold like that. So the Tosa says, interesting. It's not a question of kinyan. It's a question of practicality. How does he get in if he doesn't have the keys? Practically speaking, how's he going to go in and check? You lock the door. He doesn't have the keys. How's he going to go do it? Let's say someone says, okay, you watch my keys for me. Now we're talking about the fact whoever has the keys, he has the ability to get into the house. He should do the bedika. What if I tell you, listen, I'm going away, watch my keys for me. Now comes the little Yudal. Do you have to do the bedika in my house now because you have my keys? You just only had one set of keys. They didn't have locksmiths making multiple sets of keys. They had one set of keys. Meal im hifkir adam avteach beso etel adam acher eno chayav nitol libotko el davka kisharotzi lahasik mivayis liknoso. You have to, number two, one, have the keys. Number two, want to make the kinyan to buy the house. But if you're just my shomer on my keys, you don't want my house. You just do me a favor, or you're getting paid. Whatever you're doing, you're watching my keys. You don't have the obligation to do the bedika. Okay. Boy, you mean Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was asked.
He gives him the keys at midnight. The same thing applies.
Yeah, the time period is Shkia, from the transfer over from Yud Gimel, because that's when the obligation sets in. So, boy, you mean Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? Hamaskir by a sechaveru be arba asar. Let's say someone rents his house now on the day, the 14th on the day, right? So, cheskeso baduk, o ein cheskeso baduk. Do I have to? Can I assume that the house was checked? I'm renting the house from, I don't know why people do the transaction on this day, but I'm renting the house, doesn't know where to go for Pesach, and he figures it out, finally gets it on the 14th, right? So I rent the house on the 14th during the day. Can I assume, is there a chazaka now that the house was checked the night before? Is there a chazaka? So Gemara says, Lamai Naf Kamino, what's the big deal? Nishle, ask the guy, did you check the house last night? Gemara says, night, and maybe masquerade it during the shlich. The less say Lahai Lishluye, he's not here. The guy's not here, I can ask. Am I going to be matriach, the renter now, to check the house during the day of the 14th? Am I going to be matriach him? Right. Why don't we say it's a suffik derabanan lekula? It's a suffik derabanan over here. Because chametz is a. But the bedika itself is a derabanan. So two things. I said, number one, you can say like Mati is saying, it's very chomer iser. Don't say suffik derabanan chomer. Number two, you may say we've seen other shitos, maybe it is the oraisa. Maybe you do bedikas chametz in order to avoid vayirah vayimatzei. So it's a whole part of the miskeres the oraisa. Number three, we say maybe you could say I thought this that maybe you want to say don't need to say something to rabbanu lekula by a din. Is the halacha this way? Is the halacha that way? It's not talking about a din. It's talking about a matzias. Is it checked or is it not checked? So maybe you don't say something to rabbanu in this case. Okay.
Is that easier or that harder? Easier or harder?
You can't say suffik derabanan. You have to go according to the chazakas. You go back
and forth
to the chazakas.
But it's something that you can do again. So what's the big deal?
So it's not.
No, you just do it.
It's a big tricky to do it. Why do you have to do it?
You go to the guy's house on the 14th, and all of a sudden, now you
got to
go
search for him. So Amar Luhu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says as follows. Listen, I'm going to give you an answer. We have a brayso that says as follows. Hakol ne'amanim. Everyone is believed to testify on the 14th, al bir chametz, that the owners of this area checked the night before. Rashi says, everyone's allowed to testify. Women, children, they can testify that this owner did bedika last night. Afilu nashim, v'afilu avadim, afilu katanim. So my time of mehemeni. Why are these people who are typically pasul edus, are they believed in this instance that the bedika took place? Why are they allowed to do that? Lav mishum dechaskas obaduk. Is it not because we have a chazaka that it's checked? So their testimony works. Right? Rashi says. Oh, that's on top. We got this. The Gemara says, right, the kasavar, because he holds. Hakol chaverim him eitzel bedikas chametz. Everyone's a chaver when it comes to bedikas chametz. Rashi says, afilu amaretz. If a person is a chaver, we say that he did the, whatever he needed to do, he did right away. So there, everyone is. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Chaver means the same. The Tanya, we have a brayse that says chaver shemes veniach magura mileyaperos. A chaver, right? Person chaver is a person who did was neman on being mafresh shumas maestros. So we believed him, and he passes away, and there's a gorein, there's a silo filled with peros. Afilu hein b'nei yoman, even if they're only there for one day, harein b'cheskas musukanim. We assume that the chaver did the tikkun, that he did what he's supposed to do. So when someone's a chaver for a mit, for a halacha, right? If someone's a chaver halacha, we assume that he did it as soon as he can, did it right away, right? Rashi says, "Netanya chaver ha'ne'mar ala maisos umes ve'niach magurum le'e peros afilu hein b'nei me'in yoman shenimcharu hayom." So there's a chazak that was checked, so we can believe these guys. Is this Isurin? It's not really Isurin.
Okay. We trust your wife that she made that the food is kosher in your house.
Okay.
What are you doing? You're not
testifying
in court about
something. Okay. So, right. So, Umimai. Okay. Tosos. We got to do every Tosos here. Tosos is fine. Try to do as many as we can.
Same cover as the
Yeti circle? Oh, no. I don't know what that is. That's like a mini rabbi or something. All right. So, right. So the Gemara says, Umimai. So, why do we say that they just believed? Right? Dilmash Shani Hacham Mishim Deka Amrihani. Wait a second. You're now trying to prove is that the halacha is that the cheskabada. So therefore, the guy who rents the house on the 14th doesn't have to worry about it. But why are we saying here that the reason that we assume that this house is checked is because of the chazaka? We got testimony. We know the house is checked because these people testify that the house was checked. Umimai. Why are we saying that's because of cheskabada? Rashi says umimai the hadik tani their money time mishum kol chavei mitzvdika. Dilma ein ame arz chavei makach but time mishum dekarmi hanu anu roinu shabatku. We testify that we saw the guy do bedika, right? Dilma shani hakam ishun deka amri hani. So Gemara says no. Atu amira dahani media mashasha ispe. The mirror that these people say that has any substance to it, can't be because these guys aren't pasuledus. So Gemara says, wait a second. So elamai diches kaso badak. The whole reason why this house is assumed to be checked is because the chazaka. But the brisa says hakol ne'amanim. What does it mean hakol ne'amanim? It should say kol habatim mecheskas batukim barso asmi boyle. If the whole reason why you say that the house is assumed to be checked is because of kol ne'amanim is because of cheskasko, so why are you bringing down hakol ne'amanim to testify? Hakol ne'amanim to testify seems to be to the Gemara seems to us. That the chiddush din is that these people could testify. What did it do with the chazaka? It has to do with testimony. So the Gemara says, no, elamai mishum amira dahani. It's because these individuals testify to it. Halo amri hani, lo. But had the, that's considering the question, but had they not testified, we would not say that the house is considered, is the house is considered checked. So tifshut minei, learn from here, the ain cheskas kobotuk. That there is no chazaka that it's checked. Because the only reason why this Bryce is allowing you to assume that the house was checked was because these people are believed by Bedikas Chametz. Right, Rashi says, Kol habati mecheskas bedukim yiboyle, v'lo habe lemitle ba'amir dahani. You didn't have to hang this. Rashi's lashon is so, says what it took me 2 minutes to say, Rashi says in 4 words. Says v'lo habe lemitle ba'amir dahani. Once we say that the whole thing is dependent upon their amira, had they not testified, the house would not be considered checked, right? What's the shaila? You can see from here that there's no chazaka of the bedika. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, to go back to the Gemara. There's Rashi for Shai. Let's read Rashi. Umashane, and we can answer, Meha leka lemeidak lemitshut midei. We can't test to prove anything from here. Ti ikal ukma laha, ki gon de musuk lon bahai de lo bodok. Ki gon shereinu torid. O yotzim ba ojom ba derech. Va amri hani anachal bid kainu. This has nothing to do with chazaka, I think, over here. The guy here, the reason why we have the testimony here is because we know that he wasn't here yesterday. He either was very busy, or he left a couple days ago. So the only reason why we believe that the house is checked is because they testified. It has nothing to do with the chazaka we're asking. The guy was here last night. He rents it the next day. Can we assume that he checked it last night? From our case, you can't make this assumption. We only assume based on the testimony. It's a different case. Here the case is the guy wasn't here. Right? So let's read in the Rashi. He says, Somebody else checked. They testified that somebody was there and checked. They had the shliach that someone checked. Or we checked it. The house was checked, they testified. He says, Lo, la'olam e malach has kaso badin. We can still assume that chazaka is that it's checked. What are we dealing with over here? The muchsak lon, the lo badin. We know for a fact that this balabayas didn't check. The ka'amri hani badkine. And these people come and say, I checked it for him. I checked it. Maho detema, maybe you would say, Lo lehem inimir banon. Maybe they shouldn't believe their testimony because these are psule edos. Kamash malon. Come to teach the Brisa. Kevon, the Bedikas Chametz Midrabanu. Since Bedikas Chametz is only a Din Rabbanan, the Midrabanan, the Bittel Bamasagile. Midrabanan, all you have to do is Bittel. Guy, I forgot to do my Bedika. Just do Bittel. You can do Bedika and you're fine. So therefore, Hemunu Rabbanan, Midrabanan. So the Rabbanan believed these typically Psule Edus by the Din Rabbanan. Major, major Machlokas Mishonim. How does this work? Let's read a few Tosasim. So Rashi says, Rashi says, it says Tashbisu, but look, it doesn't say destroyed. The Hashbasa, the Leif, he Hashbasa. Hashbasa in your heart, that's Hashbasa. So, Bidirabonon, hey, mean Rabbanon, Bichiyuva, the Leslu El Bidirabonon. The Rabbanon believed these Pleiades by him, Dindirabonon. The Heim Hitzrichu, the Chavim obligated you to do the Bdika. The Heim Hitiru, this book from Yerushalayim Shalelu, and they believed you, right? The Kavan, to be a Dehem, Lahamina, the Middle of the Raisa, is to be a Dehem. Now it gets into the Edecher over here. The Toso says, okay, let's go on. What's going on here? Peris Bekuntrus, right? The Peris Bekuntrus, the Tashbisu, that Bittu Ba'ama has Bittu Ba'ama works. Bittu Ba'ama works fine because you can have Hashbasa B'Leiv. Peris Bekuntrus, me the Ksit Tashbisu, v'lo Ksit Tivaru. Alma Hashbasa B'Leiv hi. But Kashi L'ri, L'ri asks, Dai Hashbasa Havari hi. No, Hashbasa in the Pasuk is Havari, is destroying. V'lo Bittu, it's not Bittu. The Tanya B'Shmaisin, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Sarich, Harehu Omer Tashbisu. Umatilu Havara Shivav Malacha. Right? Havara is, we have a whole problem over there. Havara is, and we've turned it out, we have a problem because you're doing Tashbisu. He said, but it's an Av Malacha. Wait, Bittu B'Leiv is an Av Malacha? Only that it's Av Malacha is Havara, is burning. So it has to be that it's clearly destroying. Right? Va'od, this Tashbisu Armin Lakamar, may Ach Chalek, Shu Meshe Shalos Lamala, the Acher Yisur Lo Mahani Bittu. We see before also that once the time period sets in, you can still destroy it, but if the whole thing of destroy is based on bittul, you can't do bittul after the chiyuv sets in. It doesn't work. You can't mevatel something now. So the omeri the meoridorais of bittul misagi. Why does bittul work? He says bittul works mitam shemeachar shebittul have a hefker. Ooh, bittul works mitam hefker, says Tosfos. Right, the yotzim rishusa umutter and leaves your rishus. Or the karmina, right, like we say before about tarosh lachem rishagavoa. Right, so he says bittul works mitam hefker. So the Ramban asks a ton of questions on this. Tosas asks one question on himself. There's a halacha in the Darim that says that the hefker has to be done b'fnei shlosha. So Tosas says, "V'hadar mina b'adarim hefker b'fnei shlosha." No, midiraisa ain't sarach. That's only the rabbanon. That's only midin the rabbanon. Midiraisa hefker works even if it's by yourself. I'm being makir my chametz. Anyone who wants it, come take it.
But you still have to buy your
matzah. No, it's not mine anymore.
It's here.
Doesn't matter. Moni only buy your rabbi matzah in mine.
It
doesn't matter. Rashi Tosa said right away, me de karmin, about how roa shalachir and mishal gaboa. If I walk into Kifur and I see chametz,
yeah,
it's right next to me.
Yeah.
I'm not over by your rabbi matzah. Neither was this. I was mafkir it.
You're able to mock with something in your own property?
Yeah.
Your property
is it? So what? I'm mafkir this. This is not mine. Anyone who wants it. I don't have das to make a kinyan on it. It's not automatically mine.
Who's going to come and get?
What?
Nobody.
Whomever! The guy!
Nobody.
A guy! Nobody! Doesn't matter! It belongs to nobody!
Nobody.
It belongs to nobody! Nobody. It's Hefker!
Wow!
It's Hefker! What's the big deal? So Ramban asks a ton of questions. How is it possibly Hefker? Number one, we never use the Lashon of Hefker anywhere. It's not the Lashon of Bittel. If one did Hefker, let him say Hefker all the time. You don't have to do Batel. You just have to make sure it's not yours. Vayirah Vayimatzeh means you only violate Vayirah Vayimatzeh if you see your own chomet. If I see your chomet, it doesn't make a difference. So this is not mine. Number two, he asks, how are you doing Hefker? Let's say you're doing, it comes out on Shabbos, or it comes out on Yontif. You find something on Shabbos, and you do Bittel. Well, how does it work with Tom Hefker? You can't do Hefker on Yontif or on Shabbos. It's a Kenyan. So that's where we've seen them many times. We've seen the Meiri holes that no, there's two different types of Hefker. This is his Hefker. It's Masalik Rishus. I can do that on Yontif. It's a Rai of Mir. But a whole to do about how this works with Tom. There's a major machlokas now. Right. So he had it. And Meiri said, you see from here that you can do it. You can be Bittul Rishus on Shabbos. So there's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosos. How does Bittul work? Is it simply a nullification? I say this is, in my mind, is like dust to the earth, and therefore it loses its status. Or does it work? Tosa says it's Ritam Hefker.
What's that shit? It's still yours, but it's dirt.
It's not. It's dirt. It's Afra D'Ama. We say it. We say both. We say the Iker is usually called Kamira. It should be the Hefker and Afra D'Ara. We go like both Shitas.
Right, but even if you say, and I understand, you know, what Mark is saying, that unless you do an action, if you're just there in your property, you could say whatever you want. Oh, it's Hefker, it's not mine anymore. But it's sitting in your property.
So what?
Practically, it becomes yours.
No, it doesn't. Because it's Hefker. It's not mine.
I mean, you could say, but it doesn't mean that you intrinsically believe in that.
Well, that's the problem that Tosas had before. That's why you do the Bedika to get rid of it, because you're worried that you're worried about that. It's a shash. But Midoraisa, it works. Because once I'm mafkir something, it's not mine. That's the whole idea of Hefker.
What do I need to go to the Rav for? Let me just do this. Here's a great idea.
Right.
In my house, I'm going to say now, this is Hefker. Nobody's walking in my house, I'm going to shoot him.
Mido Rice.
Ain't nothing on me.
Mido Rice, that works.
No, but you're going to the Rav for the stuff you want.
But Mido Rice, that works.
I want it.
What? So what? Ain't nothing on me. That Mido Raisa, that's how it works. But then we don't do that. But we don't do that. But we don't do that. We don't do that. But he's not talking about Sanda Chomets. He's saying, I just want, if you want to live off Mido Raisa, don't worry about the Chomets Ravana. That probably that works. That's what the Gemara says. Mido Raisa Bitu Ba'al Masagi. That's the Gemara.
The case in the
that one case, one votes. Right. We have comments,
don't do it.
Right.
But I couldn't just come out for it.
The
clearly cannot
is that
we're not so inclined.
That's the first Tosos in the Masechta.
I agree with you. That's why you're in my house.
You're worried that maybe he would have been... You're worried about that.
No,
well, it does. Well, you
know,
it's
not
a different. That's a different. No. It's another isser. That's another isser. You're not eating chametz.
All right.
Next tosos. So hemuna rabbanan b'derabbanan. So the rabbanan. So the Gemara says v'afal gavah chol davar shu b'yadam minu l'nashim avodim afilu midoraisim. That's the question before. What are you talking about? Something that's b'yadam. You believe them. That's why we say the ma'isim b'chol yom shanam amin l'isha ve'eved ashchita v'alanikor. We believe them all the time. So why do you have to go into this whole thing? Oh, believe the woman because it's biyada, right? The suffer laws biyada. Even on the oraisas, we believe them biyada. So the Gemara says here, Tosas answers a very non-politically correct answer, right? He says. He says mikol makom, second wide line, ihavi mi oraisa. Had it been a din oraisa, lo mehemenin luhu. We wouldn't have believed him over here. Mishum deika tircha yisirasa, to clean the house. It's a big tircha. His mom says it's a complete flip around. The husband says, don't worry. The wife is the one who's cleaning the house insanely. The Nashim, Tosa says, they don't check as well. They're atzlonios. And therefore, we wouldn't believe them and not put the fact through the Durabanan. So Nashim atzlonios. I'm not exactly sure what the shorish of the word is. So therefore, Bismana Zed is completely different. It's already pointed out. I'm not sure who said it. It's already pointed out in the Achronim that this doesn't work. This answer doesn't work with Bismana Zed. Bismana Zed, it's the woman. What?
Lazy. Astrology isn't lazy.
Yes, that's what it means. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's what Nashim Astronios means. Right.
That's next week.
So, but at least it talks about your kasha. So Ibai Luhu. So we never answered the question whether we have Chesed Kvadok or not. We never answered the question. So Ibai Luhu, that's the following Shafak was asked in Yeshiva. Hamas, well, so much more lively now than we do on Erev and Daf Medali. Hamas gerbayis lechavero, someone who rents his house to his friend, b'ches kas baduk, and is, I'm renting your house, and in the contract it says, it's checked, don't worry, I'm renting your house and you're dalid, you're going to Florida, and I'm renting your house, and you said, don't worry, it's checked, it's built in that it's checked, it's b'ches kas baduk, right? And it turns out, I walk into the house on the 14th and I see nothing was checked. I see the chametz is all over the place. So is there a mech of tolis here now? Right? Because kasko bodum. Mahu. What's the din? Mi havi ke mech of tolis. Hello. Is it a mech of tolis or is it not a mech of tolis? Rashi says, mi havi mech of tolis. Vim ba soker laxer bo al yidei al yivosov. Veloma lo kak sacharti. It ain't tonight shlono kayo ma laxer. Can I retract now?
Mech of tolis.
I don't pay you for this. I don't want the house. Mechatos. I had, in my contract, it said that the ceilings will be 12 feet high and that the house will be checked for Pesach. The ceilings are 12 feet high, but there's chametz everywhere. Right? So Toshma will bring a raya. The Amar Abaye says, Lo yomi bai ba'ashadu dehavi agru batku, dinichle inch the kumi mitzvah gufe. Elafil ba'ashad dehavi agru batku, dinichle inch the kumi mitzvah mone. There's no shaila by in a place where everyone always checks their own house by themselves. Because people want to do the mitzvah by themselves. But even in a place where people pay other people to check, so I would not have typically checked myself, nevertheless, people would prefer to have a mitzvah done with their money than somebody else's money. So there's no mekach tolis here. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lomi boy hechad lo yahavi agra la'achirim ubatki, where you don't give it to somebody else to check for you. Everyone checks for themselves. That's usually the norm in that town. You can't say it's a mekotos that im yodeya she'enu bodek lo ha'yisi sokro. You could have said, had I known it wasn't checked, I wouldn't have rented it. He wouldn't have retracted. The guy would have said, you know what? It's really not checked. He said, okay, I'll go anyway and I'll check it because it's a big mitzvah for me to do it. He would never retract it, so it's not a reason to retract. Even in the city, that people typically hire somebody else to check for them. So that's the city also. Well, now, yes, chesaron kiss, because now I have to pay somebody else. I have to pay somebody else to check for me. Even had the renter known yesterday that it's not checked, he still wouldn't have backed out of the deal. And the whole thing over here is whether it's a mekotos. Mekotos means, had I backed out earlier, he wouldn't have backed out, because the nichale, it's good for him, fine, to do a mitzvah with his own money. And the reason why now he's coming on the 14th to retract, it's not because the house isn't checked, because he found a better house. Right? That's the assumption. Right? He found a better house. But you can't say mekotos, because if you go back in time and say, had you known yesterday the house wasn't checked, would you have backed out? No, I wouldn't have backed out, because he just would have hired somebody else, because he would have done the mitzvah with his own money. Shaila is, though, okay, now I put the money out, does the owner have to pay me back for what I did? There's no mekach tos, but maybe he has to pay me, because it was kaskas baduk, maybe he has to, take off a little bit of the price. That's a different shaila.
But you come there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't do badik anymore. Now you really start.
Yeah, well, I think they're talking about where is me before, and even if you find chametz on Pesach itself, you still have to get rid of it. So maybe if you come in on after 1 o'clock, you do what you do, batik and you check and you get rid of everything. You still can't have it. You have to do something. You mivatel it to do the batik. If you find chametz on Yantiv, what? But we said that before. But it's not a question of being over by your rabbi Yamatzeh. We said in the Ravina David, it's a question of who they were matriach to do a batikah, because you have to do a batikah. Because we have the Rabbanans, you do the Badika in order to make sure that you're not going to violate Ba'al Rabbi Yamatzeh, you're not going to eat it, you come to other issues. You still have to check. If I find chametz in my house on Pesach, on Yantif, I put a kli over it. Some people flush it down the toilet. There are halachas on what to do when you find chametz on Pesach. Tanan Hasam. We learned there in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is on Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Ochlin, you're allowed to eat chametz kol chametz. The first 5 hours, up through to 11 o'clock, I think you can eat chametz, right? V'sofrim b'tchila sheis. Sheish, and you burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. You don't wait to do your chametz until the beginning of the seventh hour. Even though you have the full 6 hours, you destroy it at the beginning of the sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Othlin kol arva, he brings it back 1 hour. You can eat 4 hours. Betolin kol chamesh, and the whole fifth hour, you can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it. Right? Besofrim betchila sheish, and then you agrees that you burn it in the sixth hour. But he brings the Isra Achila forward 1 hour, which is basically what we do. We bring it forward 1 hour. The Kuli Alma Mia, but nevertheless, everyone agrees, Chametz, Mishay Shos Lamala Usser. When it hits the sixth hour, Chametz is Usser, right? You're not allowed to have it anymore, you have to destroy it. Minolan. So how do we know that even on Erev Pesach, we have an Isser having Chametz? Where do you know that there's an Isser Chametz starting from midday on the 14th? Pesach doesn't start till the night. What are we worried about Chametz the day before? Make our lives easier on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, Amr Abaye, no, because there's a steer in the Pesachim. Apparent steer in the Pesachim. Trey Kroik Sibi. It says, Ksiv Shivas Yom Surah Lo Yimasavi Besechem. It says, for 7 days you can't find any Chametz in the house. Uksiv, and then it says, Ach, Bayom HaRishon, Hashpisus Ori Batechem. On the first day, you destroy the Chametz from your house, which is Mashma. Then on the first day, there is Chametz in your house, you destroy it then. So wait a second, that's a stira. We just said that 7 days you can't have chametz in the house, and now we're saying destroy it on the first day, which means you have it a little bit. That means that all 7 days. It means you're not free of chametz all 7 days because you had it in the first day. So the Gemara says, Larabos, what does the second pasuk come to teach you? Larabos arba asal biur. That comes to teach you that the biur is the day before, on the 14th, you destroy it, not on the first day of Yom Tov, because the first day of Yom Tov you can't have chametz because the Shivas Yomim you can't have. So the Gemara says, "V'emol l'rabos lele chamisha salabir." Well, who says that you have to do it now on midday of the 14th? If you just have to do it before Yontif, do it right before Yontif. Do it before Dlakas Neiros. You destroy the chametz. That's what you do, right? You make an Eir Tashilin. You do biru chametz. You light the candles. So Gemara says, "The sakatay dechamina," because you would have thought yomim siv yomim in lelos lo, that only days are usher and nights no. Kamash malan afilu lelos are usher by. Right, even at night, you know that only you can't have the Isser comes in during the day. Kamash Malan, now that we teach you that even at night you can't have the Chametz. So Ahulo Itzrichle. No, I don't need a pasuk to teach me. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that I can't have Chametz the night sit in Leila Seder. Why? Because the Itkush Hashbaso Seor Lachilus Chametz. Right, getting rid of your Chametz is compared to eating Chametz. Lachilus Chametz Lachilus Matzah. A equals B, B equals C, so A equals C, so therefore getting your chametz has the same time frame as achilas matzah, and it says shivas yamim lo so or lo yimatzah v'seichem ki kol ocha machmetzes v'nichmetzah v'achilas chametz l'achilas matzah v'ksiv kol machmetzes lo sechelu v'chol mos v'seichem tochlu matzos v'ksiv by matzah v'erev tochlu matzos. At night eat the matzos, so at the same time when you eat the matzos now I have the chametz, which comes to teach me that I can't have chametz at night. So I know I can't have chametz at night. So what do I need I don't still have a proof as to what do I need, how do I learn that I have to get rid of the chametz on midday of the 14th? So the ema, so the Gemara says, the ema l'rabos leil arbas ala biur. How do I, what? No, I didn't see that yet. I didn't read that yet. She says, the ema, you don't have that gear, sir?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. The ema, so the Gemara asks, so maybe by Yom HaRishon comes to teach me that leil arbas ala biur. Right? How do we know that's only during the day? Right? Maybe it's the night before to get rid of it.
Did you skip like
no, I didn't.
No, you did not.
You guys
left
during.
I read the whole thing. The Ha'itkush Habasa Solach Nis Chomets, Nis Chomets Nis Matzah. Haspasa Solach Nis Chomets, 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 Nis So I know for a fact that I can't have Chomets at night. So the Gemara said, so therefore, I don't. So therefore, this pasuk must be teaching me. It must be teaching me that's the 14th that I have to get rid of the chametz. So ve'ema l'rabos lela basa l'biur. So how do I know the chiyuv is only during the day? Maybe I have to do it at night. The whole 14th is usher. Maybe I have to get rid of the chametz the night before. So right. So the Gemara says bayom. It says bayom, not at night. Bayom. So Gemara says ve'ema mitzafra. Maybe right away in the beginning of bayom, right away when it becomes day. So it says ach cholak. It says ach bayom arishon to make a chiluk, to split it up, to put the day in two. That part of the day is mutter b'chametz, and part of the day is usser in chametz. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.